Let's catch up with Jerome Hunter now, who's got two very interesting runners over the weekend, including a runner tonight there at Moonee Valley in the Sunline Stakes. I speak of Barb Raider, and Jerome Hunter joins us on the line now. Hello, Jerome. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Hey, Barbie's back in action tonight in the Sunline Stakes in a race where she finished second in last year. How is she going into tonight's assignment?
Oh, she's going great. It's a different preparation, this preparation. We're going to aim her for some distance races, Mornington Cup, and then maybe head on up to Queensland. So her two runs so far have been passable. I guess they're she just had two hard runs, and she's not aimed to be wound up like she was last year. So, I think she'll run well, but we're looking for, probably more distance.
With that in mind, I mean, she gets a tiny bit of weight relief here compared to Cirileo Miss. Can she turn the tables, do you think, on Cirileo Miss, who got the better of her last start?
Look, she's certainly the one to beat. If she runs, Cirileo Miss runs as well as she did last start, I don't think anything will beat her. Look, if we come second to her, we'll be happy. And if we certainly win, we'll be ecstatic.
Blake Shin picks up the ride on both of your runners this weekend. From barrier four, where do you sort of hope that he lands in the run? Do you think she'll be leading this field up tonight?
No, look, like I said, last start she had a really hard run. She had outside gate, had to work to get across, and then she was on the outside, they were a good four lengths in front of the rest of the field. And it won't be like that for us anyway tonight. From that barrier, hopefully we'll just be one out, one back, and just keeping all our energy for the last 600 metres.
All right, that's tonight at the Valley in the Sunline Stakes. And tomorrow in the Sunlight Classic, it's a really terrific race there at Flemington down the straight. Rich Fortune goes around. How did she come through that last start performance in the Zetative, where it appeared she copped a bit of a knock at the top of the straight?
Yeah, she's pulled up really well, and I think the month between runs probably suits her a bit more. From her win at Moonee Valley into the Sandown, when she had 6 weeks between runs, and I just think a month will be ideal for her. And she's going excellent. It's a great race, very very strong race, but look, I think if she showed what she showed in the Kevin Hayes, she'll be right in it.
Were you a little bit disappointed that she didn't finish off as well as we know that she can in the Zetative, or do you think that bump certainly played its part?
Look, face value, I was a little bit disappointed, but when Craig got off, he said as soon as she got bumped, she lost momentum and also concentration just on the turn. So it's, after him saying that, there is an excuse, but I deep down, 2 weeks might have been a bit too short for her because she's a really high-strung type of filly, and she puts a lot into race day, and I think just the 2 weeks was maybe just a bit too close. So, she's had a month now. She had a week in the paddock, and she's come up really well for tomorrow. And like I said, it's a strong field, but I think if she's as good as what she was in the Kevin Hayes, she'll be right in it.
It's always the question, isn't it, when they go down the straight for the first time, how they're going to handle it. And she's drawn barrier 16 next to the favourite, What You Need, who's in 17. Do you have any idea of how you expect this race or want this race to play out?
I want a lot of speed so she can just get some cover. And I'm wrapped with the barrier. That'll give her enough chance to pull out, and she'll have hopefully an uninterrupted run. So, as long as there's a lot of speed, I think it'll suit her well.
The pick of your two over the next 2 days, if you had to tip us into one to have a bet on?
I would say Rich Fortune.
All right.
I think there's, like I said, with Barb Raider, this is just a stepping stone for to get her out over more distance later on in the preparation.
She's only a lightly raced filly, Rich Fortune, and this is only going to be her fifth start. Fourth run for the campaign, though. Do you have any idea what lies ahead after tomorrow?
All being well, look, if she's really competitive tomorrow, we'll be aiming her for Adelaide to the Sangster. So fingers crossed she's up to this level tomorrow and, you know, we can go to Adelaide. I think it's about 6 weeks' time that'll be her next run.
All right. Well, let's hope that we see the best of her down the straight at Flemington tomorrow. Jerome, appreciate your time. Good luck over the next couple of days.
Thanks a lot.
Jerome Hunter there, yeah, Rich Fortune. She's a big price there tomorrow, double-figure odds down the straight at Flemington. She was so good two starts back, and if she can find her best form, it'll be great to see her put on a show, and what a race that looks to be there tomorrow. You've got What You Need and Benedetta, so...